Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Well, you know, I can say it now because she's not listening. I forgot to get Emma Kelly something in Los Angeles.
Oh, this was
fun. I used to love when my grandmother or granddad went out of town. My dad didn't travel much. My mother didn't either. But they went out of town. They'd bring me anything. Just a little.
Anything. That's it.
Just a little bitty truck or car or whatever. I would love
that's
it.
The thing. And I used to, when I go on these trips, I'd sweat it buying souvenirs, trying to find the perfect thing. I'd spend too much on some doll or some T-shirt.
Right.
And then she just gets it. Oh, I'm so excited. And then never looks at it again. Uh-huh. So I've gotten a little bit more frugal with that. So on the way home, she called me, "You home yet, Mommy?" I'm like, "Yeah, baby." I hung up. I'm like, "Crap, I forgot to get
What'd
her something."
What'd you bring me?
If I just bring her some Reese's cups, she's fine.
Just anything.
The only request she has is don't bring me anything to wear. She's so sick of T-shirts.
She's over T-shirts. Standing.
She's got so many T-shirts. So I went by Target and I got her another book about herself, because, you know, this age, they're really into themselves. And it's one of those things, you fill out all this stuff about you. It's when I was born, I was cute, or what, you know, you fill in the blank.
They only sell that in L.A.
Right.
I told her,
I got it at Target. Yeah. And then a insulated thermos, because she needed another one. So it was also a practical
surprise.
Right. There you go.
And I got home to this big welcome home mommy poster and all these cards. It was very sweet. And she didn't know I forgot.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
Good job.
You might know now. So we were out in L.A., and there's a person I've been friends with online.
Crushing over.
Well,
it's not crushing over.
We actually interviewed this person.
Yeah.
It's somebody that you've been talking about for quite a while, and that happens to live in L.A.
Yeah.
And you admire this person's work.
This person is an author. His name is Pierce Brown, and he wrote a book called Red Rising, which I stumbled upon, and I read the book, and I completely just fell in love with his trilogy that is not yet completed, but I have read the first book, and I'm getting on the second book.
All right.
And I was surprised with him on our show. You guys brought him on and surprised me with him, and then Kelly and Jenna took over the interview because he is a good-looking dude.
Yeah, he's hot. I mean, you don't expect an author, really. I mean, it's like you don't expect someone on the radio always to be attractive. So when we threw
his photo,
they're like, wait, he's like 25, 26 years old and super hot.
So after we got to talk to him on the phone, we struck up a bit of an online friendship on Twitter and
Instagram.
It was a social
media relationship.
Yeah, and a little bit of texting because I managed to get the phone number.
Just stop at the texting.
Because we're going to be friends.
Yeah, right. No sexting, JC.
No, I'm not. It's a friendship thing. And you know how sometimes you're friends with somebody online and you're almost scared to meet them because what if it doesn't turn out the way you want it to turn out and they're not?
Yeah, what if you were catfished?
Yeah, what if I got catfished? But I know this isn't catfish because this guy's real. And we were out in L.A. and I decided to hit Pierce up.
Yeah, I mean, the only free time we had was Saturday night starting at about 10:30.
Yeah.
After dinner, yeah.
And we are tired, but there is no way I'm passing up the opportunity to meet, you know, my favorite author.
Now, I would think a super hot author with just pretty successful would have something to do on Saturday night.
I'm sure.
Maybe he was really
wanting
interested
to meet
in hanging out with us.
Yeah.
We kept his schedule open.
I'm just saying, okay.
Yeah, we planned it out, and it was, hey, maybe we can meet up for a drink, and I hit him up after we got done with work, and just, you know, maybe he'll hit me up, maybe he won't. I don't know, but I'll throw it out there for him. I'll pass the ball. Ball's in your court, sir.
All right.
Would you like to continue this friendship?
Did he dribble? Did he take a shot?
Yes, he did.
He did.
He hit me right back.
He did.
Not really. It took him about an hour and a half.
Because he can't look. You can't look too desperate or eager.
Yeah.
You get the text and you got to sit there and wait.
Yeah.
We were at dinner.
Can't answer.
And Kelly, every 5 minutes, would be like, "Did he text you back?" And I was like, "No, he didn't text me back."
Ah, dang it. Were you a little disappointed?
At first, I was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No,
what could happen?
And then it finally came in.
Okay. So you sent him a text at 10. He hit you back at 11:30 ish.
Yeah.
No, it was earlier.
It was earlier than that because we were at dinner out.
Yeah. Okay. So we met him about 10:30.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. We're jumping ahead.
Yeah.
And it's one of those where I'm texting novels because I got to explain what's happening.
JC's the girl in the relationship that you can see all the blue from JC and then the typical guy that's like, you know, one line.
So basically I had a, "What up, dude? It's JC," and blah, 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 blah. I go off on what we're doing. "Would you like to meet up?" Basically.
"Hey, just wrapped up the photo shoot.
Yeah.
I gotta go touch up my makeup and then I'm ready to go out."
So he wrote me back. He goes, "What's up, man? Where are you gonna be?"
I'm like, "That's a guy.
Perfect.
That's what a guy is gonna."
So then I get excited.
See, you're breaking every rule.
I get excited and I'm like, Well, I'm not sure yet. Jenna said she might have a friend spinning at this club named blah, blah, blah. And then,
that
but
dude
we might
didn't
go
ask you all that.
I know he didn't now.
He
but
just
I'm
said, just, where you want to meet?
Yeah, so I go off on this super long text, and he goes, dope, let me know.
Yeah. JC's definitely the chick in this relationship.
Dude, come on, man. I wouldn't even hit you up.
That's when I noticed, Al, and I told Kelly, I'm noticing that I'm writing novels. Then I got to stop that.
Yep.
So I said, cool. Will do.
Oh,
and
man.
Finally, we said, we'll just meet him at the hotel because it's, you know, we're all talking.
I know. Hey, I feel like that's like just getting to the point. Just come meet us at the hotel
just
bar.
Drop by the hotel. I'm in room 777.
I wanted Kelly and Jenna to be there, too, just because they could be my support team.
Yeah, because what if you needed an excuse to leave? What if you didn't find them attractive enough?
Yeah. You're going to need Jenna not to about bail that. You out.
I could go around the corner and send you a text. Oh, sorry, my mother is needing an operation. I've got to go. One of those kind of things.
I love
you know?
That you think that I was there just to support you.
Right.
I was there because I wanted to see if he was really hot and if we hit it off.
Jenna was there to support herself.
I was there just to watch.
Kelly was there to watch.
Kelly was there to watch, so there was a little bit of pressure.
I was on a plane.
So then he goes, all right, I'll let you know if I head out type thing. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, man, he might not come out. And then I get the on my way.
Oh,
said,
yeah.
Kelly, we need to hurry up and get to the bar.
Butterflies, right?
Let's go. Not butterflies. I'm a little nervous.
So you're still at dinner, but he sent you the text saying that he's on his way to the hotel.
Way.
So you got to finish up dinner.
Take him an hour.
We're on the way.
We're like two blocks from the hotel.
Yeah. I made Kelly run.
All right.
Because Jenna had already gone back to change shoes. And he finally texts. He's like, you inside or outside? I'm like, I'm outside.
Did you change clothes from the time you had gone to dinner? Did you have to slip into something, you know, more presentable to meet your...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Man crush? Okay.
Did I pull I'm good.
All right.
And then... Yeah. I'm like, Dan, I felt stupid.
Did you have a flower in your hand?
I felt really stupid. Here I am. I'm at the bar, and I'm standing straight up with a drink in my hand, looking at the door where he would be walking.
Is he here? Yeah.
When I could have probably...
They should have been filming this for the Match.com commercial.
I was going to say, like...
Because you're online, you see each other's pictures, but this is the first meeting.
This is like the first meeting with a dude that I've been friends with online, but now it's like...
And here I am thinking, okay, is he going to be hot? Now there's
right.
Is he cute? Is he gonna be into JC? You know, like who knows what he's into.
Kelly's staring at me and she's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine, totally cool." And I loosen up and I look over and he walks out the door. Right? No. So he walks out the door.
He
does the cool like left foot in front of him. Looks to the right.
That's how people walk.
Posing and surveying the land.
And I'm still standing there looking like a doofus with my drinking hand, like straight up. Like,
Cheers!
How funny if he saw you and then walked out.
I accidentally did that. I said, Pierce! When I should have said, hey, what's up, bro? I'm over here. But I screamed out, Pierce.
Pierce!
So he looks
over here!
He looks over here
by the bar!
Yeah, he looks over and he's like, he smiles. And he
calm goes, down.
And now I got to go into like, we're cool. I said, what's up, here? This is Kelly and this is Jenna. And Kelly's standing right there with that look a mother gives her son when something proud is about to happen, like something cool is happening for him. She's
so proud.
Baby
boy.
There are tears welling up in her eyes. And I am embarrassed.
I was witnessing a moment.
I am embarrassed because Kelly's over there welling up with tears. And I'm standing there like, oh my God, this guy is probably feeling like this is the most awkward moment of his life.
Yes.
When in fact, it's my most awkward moment in my life.
Well, he doesn't want to disappoint you.
I was only trying to help.
JC doesn't even let him. And I had just come down from the room. So Pierce and I, neither one of us have drinks. And JC and Kelly have drinks. And
You know, if we're at a bar, we're drinking.
Oh, yeah, I started talking.
But I'd say JC just starts talking.
Okay, so.
So this conversation lasts half an hour before JC goes.
That's like 5 minutes.
I have so many questions.
Yeah, go ahead, Al.
I have so many questions.
Ask away.
When you met him, did you do the handshake?
Hugs.
Did you do dap? Or did you hug? And if you hugged, how long was the embrace?
We did the
The hand clap
and
the pull in with the two tap.
How long was the embrace?
Two tap hug.
Two tap?
Two tap.
All right.
And pull away.
Okay. Now, how long after that did you offer to buy him a Shirley Temple or some type of
alcoholic beverage? Not a Shirley Temple. It was about 5 minutes later because I got into talking to him.
Okay.
It was 5 minutes.
It was 30.
It was like 10 minutes.
It was 30.
It was not
before
that long.
Before you bought him a drink?
I was too excited. I was talking. We were talking about the
book. We actually didn't even get a drink at that bar because we decided to go somewhere else.
No, we got a drink at the bar.
I got a doggone Tito's and sugar-free, and it was $15 at that bar. $15.
I know. Thanks, Al.
Anyway, sorry.
That's great.
$15
that's a great point.
Drink, and they didn't fill it up.
They got you.
Like
and they didn't fill it up.
So that's... Back to my story.
Back to Pierce.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah.
So it got to the point where I realized, okay, this is, I feel really awkward because Kelly kept looking at us and going, how's it going, you guys?
She's checking up on you like a date.
That's when I realized we got to get out of here.
I was like chaperoning.
Yeah, Jason.
We got to go.
He wanted to go somewhere more quiet, you know.
We got to be able to talk. So we left. Kelly didn't want to go out.
They left me with the Canadian. I met a lovely Kelly. Canadian at the bar.
Kelly.
Yes, he had to leave at 12:30, and it was at this point like 10 after 12.
Yeah.
And they were all leaving. I was like, well, good night. He's like, would you mind staying and talking to me until I have to leave? I really enjoy talking to you. You're very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. Canadians like me.
I know they do, Kelly.
Kelly was in the building.
So Kelly stays, and Jenna, Pierce, and I leave and end up going to a burger place. It's kind of a cool hippie-type bar.
Yeah, it's just like a good,
hipster-ish.
Like a brewery burger. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Chill. Yeah.
And that's when everything just starts going super awesome.
For you.
So JC walks up to the bar when we get inside, right? And he, what do you guys want? And I'm like, luckily, I'm a beer drinker. So I'm just hanging out with the guys. So I went from hanging out with the guys to maybe having a potential love interest to third wheeling it.
Oh.
JC goes and gets us beers, right? Doesn't even ask me what kind I want. He goes for like probably the heaviest, manliest IPA, darkest beer on the menu.
I got what Pierce
He's trying to sabotage you, Jenna.
So JC comes back and gets the beers, right? And I'm standing there talking to Pierce. And Pierce and I were actually really getting along, talking about TV shows and stuff. We have a lot of similar interests.
Were you a little jealous, JC?
Yeah.
JC hands, because we were talking about crime shows. JC hands, sits a beer down and goes, here you go, Pierce. Serves Pierce first. And Pierce laughs and looks at me and hands me the beer. I'm like,
my gosh.
I don't really care what JC and I are like, brother, sister, but it's so funny that he serves the guy before serving me. And Pierce looked at me and we just started laughing.
That was actually a test for Pierce to see if he was gentlemanlike.
Let me ask you.
So we go sit down.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When they're sitting at the table and you're getting the beers, did you have that feeling in your stomach? Because I've had this feeling if I go out with a buddy and my girl, like while I'm away, they're quietly hooking up. Where you're thinking, conspiring. Yeah. And you keep looking back over there at the table. Like,
you got to get back over there.
Because you're sure that you're gonna turn around at some point and they're going to be gone.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be me by
myself. Can you hurry up, bring your beer? She's taking beers.
With three. So we sit down and we get a basket of fries and some onion rings.
Okay.
And we're sharing them.
Oh, onions. What if you have to kiss them later?
There's no kissing. And I don't like onions, but I'm eating them because Pierce likes
them. This is the thing. JC hates onions.
And I hate
JC
onions.
Was like, he sends food back if there's onions on it. And I don't like onion rings either. And Pierce orders onion rings. And JC and I get sweet potato fries.
We didn't want
onion rings, right?
Oh, I'm eating them.
And JC's like, oh, I don't like onions, but I love onion rings.
Anything you like, Pierce.
I'm sure if my wife, Kinsey's listening right now and she hears that I ate onions with Pierce, she'll be upset.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even eat onions with her. And that's when it starts going well, because it turned into like that stepbrother scene where they're just rattling off what they like.
Oh, y'all did activities?
Bam, bam, bam.
Back and forth.
Once we hit,
everything
was great, but once I was so tired, but once they hit, dude, what's your favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie? And JC goes, ooze. And Pierce goes, three. And I just started watching Wolf of Wall Street on the TV in the bar. And they are going back and forth about turtles.
Oh my God.
It became the best thing. We have so much in common.
You're besties now.
We're like best friends.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Did we just become best friends?
Absolutely. Pierce Brown. Buy his book, Red Rising.
So have y'all been in touch since?
Oh, yeah. I text him.
Did you walk him to his car?
No, I didn't. Yeah, we did. I wrote him the whole great hanging out with you.
Oh, my right. God.
Wrote some more. Well, you got to when you create a friendship.
No, you don't.
You got to follow up, make sure he knows.
No, you
do. Make sure it's there. So I said, great hanging out with you. If you ever head out here, hit us up. And until next time.
What did he say?
He said, you too, amigo. So he knows I'm Mexican, which is cool.
Oh, speaking Spanish.
Maybe that's just his pet name for you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This morning I was sitting, I was getting my makeup done, you know, because I don't wake up like this.
Because you're on the radio.
I don't wake up like this. Well, we have a little TV show. We do Dish Nation.
Uh-huh.
Big Al and I have to be ready for that very early in the morning.
Season three starts.
Season three starts today. So if you haven't watched, we hope you will. DishNation.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great website. A lot of entertainment news. And it'll tell you when and where to watch. All right?
Okay.
So I'm sitting there and I'm just going through some interesting stuff. And there's this DJ up in New York City. And his name is Jay Smooth.
Jay Smooth.
I think that might be his fake DJ name. I'm not really sure.
I'm going to go ahead and give
him a shout out. But he does all these video blogs. They're kind of interesting. He has a huge following.
Okay.
And he was going on about, he's very confused about the rules for women.
Okay. All right.
You just click it.
Like, okay, I know that if women want to feel safe in public, they're supposed to not dress a certain way. And then if they don't dress a certain way and they still get harassed and assaulted all the time, there are other things that they're doing or not doing to earn a right to safety. But what are those other things? I'm having trouble keeping track. I know that women are not supposed to sleep around all the time, mm-hmm. because then you're a and you're the reason men hate you. But you're also not supposed to turn down men's advances all the time or put them into friend zone, because then you're a cold-hearted and you're the reason men hate you. So, but then what are you supposed to, I don't understand how that works. And then with a right to privacy, is the rule that if you want a right to privacy, you just don't have a private life? Or is it, if you don't want things stolen, don't have anything private that people might want to steal? Is it just don't use any of the technology that everyone uses to communicate nowadays? Which I'm not clear on that.
If someone could just send me the current list and a way to subscribe to automatic updates, since we keep changing it, I'll be glad to pass that along.
Basically, wow. He was saying there's so many rules that women have to follow. It was a little bit longer. We can't play the whole thing.
Yeah.
But he said basically he thinks there should be a list of rules for men, but it'd only be one rule.
Absolutely.
It's treat women like human beings. And that was really it, you know, and I especially now we've had a little bit of controversy over these photos being leaked of mm-hmm. nude celebrities. And it's like, well, don't take the pictures in the first place. And he's saying, well, why are we leaking nude photos of these women? You don't see a lot of men's nude photos being leaked.
No. And why get mad at the women who took these photos on their own personal phones and had them in their own personal cloud?
Didn't even mean to probably
send them to this cloud when some jerk went and stole them. And so we're saying
a man. Probably.
We're saying, how dare they take pictures of themselves naked, when we should be saying, how dare this idiot go and steal them and post them online.
Right, and he was also talking about how women, when they get catcalls and they're being harassed, well, you shouldn't have dressed that way. But then when they don't dress that way and they're still getting catcalls and harassed, he's like, I don't really understand what we're supposed to do here. So what are the rules that women are supposed to follow?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like putting it, it's really kind of actually turning it back on
the men. I
found
I get a lot more attention when I wear less clothing.
Yes.
You like you get a lot.
But see, in
more.
Your but in yeah. your case, you want it. He's talking about the men that don't, I mean, the women that don't
yeah.
want it.
Yeah, I found that's how that works.
Yeah.
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 Like, I feel a little threat. I think men just need to be a little sensitive. It's one thing, like, they're like, we think we're complimenting a woman, but if I'm walking in a public place and, you know, you're just like, you look very nice today. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that kind of.
That's good.
You know, but if I'm by myself and I'm walking by, like, they're building a house in the neighborhood, I start getting nervous right then as I'm mm-hmm. approaching, and then they're all staring at you, and somebody says something or something.
You look very nice today. Then you
it's
kind
a
of
little
like
different.
They can say
you
the same thing.
Threatened.
Actually, yeah,
you start feeling threatened and panicked in a way.
See, that makes us feel weird, because then when are we supposed to say you look nice?
Yeah, when they're in public,
just in public.
Well,
I don't know. It's really difficult. What is socially acceptable? It's like I've always said: it's only sexual harassment if you don't find the person attractive. You know, if it's the guy you really like at the office hitting on you, and you think he's hot, uh-huh. and he's hitting on you. Oh, I'm so excited! Yeah. If it's the nerd that, you know, annoys you, and he's a little creepy, and he's hitting on you, you go straight to HR and file a sexual harassment complaint. That's not really fair, is it?
No.
If it's wanted attention, it's not sexual harassment. If it's unwanted, it is sexual harassment. We're all in a no-win situation.
Yeah, I feel
basically.
Like the same goes, and that's more aesthetically. But I feel like just on the things, I mean, Kelly and I have this conversation all the time. When you learn to be independent as a girl and do things for yourself so you're not considered, quote, high maintenance, you know, like if you can change your own tire, you do everything for yourself, let's say. Guys don't like helpless girls, but then they do want to feel needed.
Exactly.
So what's the rule there? You know, like if I always say no to a guy, like I always turn drinks down. Do you know what I mean? And my girlfriends will say, stop doing that. Because then it shows like you don't offer to pay and don't turn the free drink down, because the guys like to feel like you need them.
Yeah.
But then you don't want the guy to feel like you're needy. They want to feel needed.
And then they say
they don't
you're
want
a gold
you to
digger.
Be needy. Yeah.
Then you're a gold digger if you take it. It's like you can't win. These rules have gotten so twisted and been out of shape. And that's a lot. My girlfriend and I talk about that, too. She's very well off, and she bought herself a wonderful, beautiful house. And the guy she was sort of starting to see literally broke up with her because he did her a favor and told her, you don't need me. You don't need me.
Wow.
Just threatened by it?
Yeah.
He's threatened. And a woman, she might need him. But in another way, she doesn't need him
I don't need
financially, but maybe I need you to fix
support.
The toilet, or maybe
that
I need
to alleviate all of the pressure on a guy if a woman doesn't need you financially, I would think, you know?
But
it never does.
Egos can't.
But most guys,
all we want is your companionship.
Dude, nothing tore me down. Nothing broke me down more than when I was married and I wasn't making any money. That'll tear a brother down. I mean, you're like, oh man, I can't provide for my wife. I mean, she's
bringing home the money.
Yeah. I was self-employed. I had my limousine service going, but business was up and down, and then this was down for a while. And I was like, this is bad. I remember one night I took my little Crown Royal purple bag, and it had probably $300 or $400 in it, right? And I took that money and I went to Shreveport because I thought I could make that money and then make maybe. I was just that.
You're going to double it?
I don't know what I was going to do, Kelly. I don't even know.
And
but
what
I was,
happened?
With his Crown Royal purse.
I'm serious. But that's how down in the dumps I was because I wasn't making any money.
But if the woman's making money and your guys are living okay and comfortably, are you okay with that?
She was, yeah.
Did you resent her a little bit?
No, because there was no animosity toward her for making money. She had a good job. She's working at, she still is working at Sprint. But my ego was just damaged because it was messing with my head.
And then that affects your marriage.
Yeah, because then you're not giving her emotional support, which is what she needs from you because you're too busy dealing with your emotional.
So the lesson here is don't go to Shreveport with your last $400 because you're not going to win.
Thank you, Al. That's what I got out of this whole break. Don't gamble, children. I don't know what the rule is. It's just very complicated.
Have to date someone more successful than you as a woman? Is that the only way a guy's ego can handle it?
That was a piece of advice my mother gave me a while back. She said, you need to be with someone who's slightly more successful than you, who is slightly smarter than you.
Yeah.
Because she was just trying to explain. And, you know, I'm sorry, times have changed a lot, but they haven't changed that much. And the male ego is something that's just not changed that much over the years.
But see, I would be so fine as long as the guy wasn't a couch potato. If he was passionate about what he did for a living and just happened to make less money than me, but he worked really hard, and we got along together away from work, then that's all that matters.
But it depends on where you are in life, too.
I would think.
Like right now, like say if this job ended, my job ended today, and my girlfriend, who's a doctor, and she started making a lot of money, shouldn't make a lot now, but if she did, I would be okay with that at this point in my life.
But then she would turn and stop respecting you if you just went off of her.
Probably.
It's really a strange position.
Yeah,
women,
keep trying.
We want to be equal. We want to be partners. Mm-hmm. And then it backfires on us, romantically at least.
Kelly and I obviously don't have that totally figured out.
I ain't got nothing figured out.
It's hard out there for a girl.
Nobody's got anything figured out.
I don't think we're even close to figuring it out. But we can't help you with some money.
Yeah. We can do that. We got that figured out.
Yeah, we do. It's time to play Tag Team Trivia. If you signed up at KidNation.com, Big Al Mack's going to call three names.
I am. And those three names are Christy Sneed, Stacy Batten, Courtney Merchant. Courtney Merchant, Stacy Batten, Christy Sneed. Need to call us right now if that is your name. 800-KID-LIVE,
800-543-3548. 800-5-GEEK-IT. You could automatically win $500 if you're the first one to call back, but you could win up to $1,000 if you partner up with one of the remaining show members.
Now, it's a new week, so
I think we start fresh.
Are we starting fresh?
Yeah.
So Kelly's back
on. We're starting fresh. Yeah. Because, see, last week I played day one with Shannon Simmons, and we won $1,000.
Yep.
And then Linda Heron picked you, JC. Mm-hmm.
She won $700.
That's right.
Yeah. She got a little flustered with one of the questions. Mm-hmm. And it happens.
She panicked.
But she still won a lot of money.
$700 is nothing to sneeze at.
Sadly, I didn't go in the first or the second round.
Sorry, Al.
Me either.
Yeah. Right. So we'll see what happens this week.
Clean slate today, Al.
Yeah. All right.
Those names again real quick, Al.
Okay, those names again. Christy Sneed, Stacy Batten, Courtney Merchant. Give us a call, 800-543-3548 to play Tag Team Trivia.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
If you're wondering how to get in on Tag Team Trivia, all you got to do is go to KidNation.com, give us your name. And that's it. And just make sure
we could be calling your name.
Yeah, just make sure you're listening at the same time tomorrow. We do it every day at the same time, 7:20 Central. And if you hear your name, you have 10 minutes to call back. Be the first one in. Automatically get $500.
That's easy, man.
That's easy. And then you play for a chance to get another $500 with us.
Okay. And we call three names. Do we have somebody call back?
We do, Kelly. Christy Sneed is on the phone right now. Hi, Christy.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good.
What's up, Christy?
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. You guys are awesome. I listen to y'all every morning. I just got off work and I'm on my way home.
You work the night shift.
Oh, yeah. We're great.
Yes, ma'am.
Where do you work?
I work at a casino hotel in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Wow.
Are you a dealer?
No. I work the hotel part.
Oh, okay. I bet the overnight shift is the best. You probably working in a place like that.
Oh, it's fun.
All the things you see. You need to keep notes so you can write a book one day.
Oh, I could already write a book. I've only been there almost 9 months.
Who's in concert tonight at your hotel?
Anybody?
No one tonight. No.
Okay. Nobody tonight. All right.
All right, Christy. Well, it's time. You just make a decision.
Well, no, she already won $500. We should let you know that, right?
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, you automatically have five extra $100.
Yep.
$500.
Okay. And now you get to make your decision.
Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner for Tag Team Trivia, a chance to win another $500?
Anybody on the show?
I'll pick Jenna.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
You know what? I'm relieved.
There you go.
I'm a little bit insulted and hurt, but I'm also relieved.
Everybody's been almost everybody's
I love you all, though.
No, that's fine.
I'm cool with it because now there's no pressure on me.
I'm flattered. I know. I'm just worried because we're worn out. We're a little brain dead after our weekend of work. But let's do it.
Yep.
Hopefully you won't even need my help.
Yep.
I don't even know what the categories are.
You just won $500, Christy, but now you have the chance to win $1,000. All you have to do is spin that wheel. And we're going to see what category of trivia questions that you will be answering today. The categories are fads, 90s sitcoms, and U.S. presidents.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Jenna's good with two of those.
Okay. Yeah, Christy, so now you're glad you picked Jenna?
Yes.
Not if we get presidents.
Okay. That's a tough one.
Yeah, I have no idea.
On the wheel, U.S. presidents, fads, and 90s sitcoms. Here we go. We're going to spin the wheel.
Okay.
I kind of hope it's
fads.
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 Be interesting.
Let's go fads.
I'm good at 90 sitcoms.
Here we go.
Fads.
Oh, perfect.
Awesome.
You could not have gotten any luckier, Christy.
All right, Christy, we're going to ask you 5 trivia questions. And if you don't know the answer, tag in Jenna.
Okay,
but you're going to have 10 seconds to come up with that answer. You can't discuss it amongst each other. Once you decide, I don't know what I'm going to tag Jenna, you can't discuss it anymore, okay? But if you get the answer correct, you're going to win $100.
And we'll keep
going. Add it to the pot, but if you lose, you take the money you've won and walk away.
Right?
Okay, sure.
Cool.
Okay, got it.
And once you tag Jenna in, whatever she answers is going to be your answer. So if she gets it right, you get $100. If she gets it wrong, you're done.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go, Christy. Question number 1, Tag Team Trivia. Children and some adults would wear these to carry their stuff so that they could avoid bringing a purse or filling up their pockets. And Matthew McConaughey recently just tried to make this cool again.
I'm going to go with fanny pack.
She didn't even need Jenna's help. That is correct.
Very good.
Christy, that's another $100.
Good job, Christy.
All right, Christy, question number 2. This Parker Brothers product is rumored to help people communicate with spirits.
Okay.
You can choose
Ouija
to answer
board?
It. Oh, she said Ouija board.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
That's right.
That's what I would have gone with. That's good. Okay.
You're good.
Good.
All right, Christy.
$700 so far.
I wasn't positive.
We're going to need you to say, I'm going to answer this, or I need to tag in Jenna. And then answer
she has it. Hey, you. It. Hey, I'm I'm impressed. Keep doing it.
$700 so far. 3 questions remain. On your way to $1,000, question number 3. This early 2000s fad diet had people believing that they could eat all of the meat and cheese they wanted while still losing weight.
You know what? Do you want Jenna to tag in?
Do you know it?
I'll tag in Jenna. I'm not for sure. There's 2 or 3 that I don't know.
Well,
Jenna,
why don't you list it off? I have one that I'm going to answer. You can list off.
No, you can't. You can't discuss. Oh, okay. No discussion.
Oh, okay. Tagged you in. No pressure.
Go ahead,
Jenna.
Okay.
All right. I believe that it is the Atkins diet.
That is correct.
Yes. Okay. All right.
That's what I was going to say. Thank you.
Yay. Right. Okay, good.
Jenna made $100 for Christy there.
When there's money at stake, you're not always quite as confident.
$800 so far.
That is amazing. Here we go. 2 more questions remain. They're getting a little harder. Question number 4. This video is the most viewed video on YouTube of all time and was a popular fad.
Oh, I know this.
You do? What?
Wait, most viewed video on YouTube of all time and it was a popular fad?
Oh.
I'll tag in Jenna. I don't know.
I'm sorry for this. It's so vague for me. It was a popular fad. I'm assuming, so I guess I'm going to go with it. It must have been a dance. And,
come on, Jenna.
We need an answer.
I know, but
I need an answer.
Five
Maybe
seconds.
Like a what's that dance that they do?
Three.
The horse something.
One. You gotta say something, Jenna.
Say something.
I don't remember that. I don't remember it.
She's out.
Oppa Gangnam Style, right? Yeah.
Gangnam Style.
That was tough, though. I remember that name.
I was gonna go with the Macarena.
That's
so
the most viewed YouTube video of all time.
Yeah. All time.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
I'm so sorry, Chrissy. I had no idea.
That's fun.
You know what? You still won $800.
Still
$800. Awesome. Oh my God, that's amazing.
And I knew the first three, by the way.
Good job, Al.
I'm sorry. I feel like I let you down. I should have known that, but I had
no
clue.
Hey, I'm so, man, you guys are awesome. I'm glad I got to call in and talk to you guys.
Thanks, Christy.
Yeah. Oh, but
I know you're
style.
Tempted because you work at a casino to bet it all on black, right, Al?
Yeah, are you a gambler, Christy?
No, I am not a gambler.
All right. What are you going to do with the money then if you're not going to gamble?
Definitely not going to gamble. I could use the money, definitely.
Just good.
Pay off debts and maybe, you know, Do something fun.
All
right, good. Okay.
Would you guys have known the $1,000 question?
Right,
it's this product may not be very fashionable. May not be a very fashionable way to stay warm. But that hasn't stopped it from selling. The company has banked more than $500 million since launching their product in 2008, as seen on TV.
The Snuggie.
The Snuggie.
It may not keep people
as seen on TV was the gave that away. Yeah.
Well, Christy, you walk away with $800. Enjoy that money. Thank you so much for playing Tag Team Trivia.
Oh my gosh, that's true. Thank you guys. Y'all have a great day.
You
it was
too.
Great to talk to you.
Yeah.
Thank
Thanks,
you,
baby.
Too,
we love you.
What was the other Snuggie? There was like two of them.
Slanket.
The Slanket. Yeah,
that
they started copying.
Didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But the Snuggie.
You know what I found out?
What, Kelly?
Because I know people in marketing and stuff. It's like when they have the competitors come along to compete against the original product.
It's usually the same people.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They invent not only the original, but they also do the knockoffs. That way they get all of the money.
Mm-hmm.
How
mm-hmm.
about that?
So the fake Gucci purses are actually from Gucci?
No. Oh, okay. I'm saying like things like the Snuggie and stuff.
Spanx made assets.
Yep.
Yeah.
That are cheaper.
Compete with yourself. Get both of them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little piece of random knowledge you need on a Monday morning.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You didn't happen to bring a piece of paper with a surface level description of what you do on it.
I made this in college and it's just covered in lies.
It was a template from online. If you could just not read that.
No, Bridgestone Real Estate does not exist. I saw it on a coffee mug and put it on my resume.
Yeah, I'm not actually reading this. It's just a formality.
If you really want a job, turns out you may have to tell a little white lie. From time to time.
You don't have to.
Some people
but
choose to.
There have been CEOs found out that said they have master degrees and all this stuff. And then
they're humiliated and
yeah,
fired.
They are.
So if you've lied on your resume, why don't you give us a call? Or maybe you busted somebody.
Uh-huh.
They want to tell us about it. Give us a call. 800-KID-LIVE. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK. And we're looking for big lies.
Yeah. Not a little like...
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of people, I think, lie about their degree of education. Like maybe you didn't graduate from high school, but you might put down that you did.
Because
who's really going to go back and check?
Remember,
well,
you know?
That was my problem.
Kid used to think I lied on my resume when I sent it in.
Which part?
The citizenship part. The Mexican part. He thought that because I don't look like your typical Mexican person, I guess.
What does your typical Mexican person look like?
I don't know, because I'm used to me. So, but he brought in his friend, who happened to be a Mexican guy, during the interview to talk to me to make sure that I wasn't lying about being Mexican.
That's
from Mexico.
Funny.
And he used to tell that story all the time. That's fine.
Well, this girl came and applied for a job. I used to have a limousine service some years back, and I needed an office manager when I first started working here. And so this girl came in, and I mean, this girl was fine. I mean, pow.
Which equals
hired,
organized, and great office manager. Yeah.
And then she showed me her resume. She was actually her sister was dating a friend of mine. That's how I found out about her. And she was applying for office manager job. She said she had been the office manager at one of these eyeglass places, which, okay, office manager, like for an extended period of time. And which almost made me wonder, why would you be applying at First Impression Limousine Service? Because she had benefits and stuff. I mean, I had nothing. So anyway, and then
she wanted a more relaxed environment.
So this is when you had your limo service.
Yeah. And then she also said on her resume that she graduated from Howard University. Whoa. And I was pretty impressed, you know, not only graduated, went to a historical black college, you know, so anyway. So I hired the girl. And
no phone calls to anybody.
No, it's right here.
You have references.
You got it.
Right.
You got it on the paper.
Yeah.
I don't need to check it. It's right here. You're my buddy's girlfriend's sister. You ain't gonna lie to me.
Sometimes wouldn't that hurt you though? Because you might be too good for this job.
Right.
Possibly.
Right. So the way I had to kind of let her not be hired, because she never worked for me, but I did hire her.
Uh-huh.
And I think she may have even put in her note. Well, no, she didn't put in her damn notes because she didn't have no damn job.
How'd you find out?
But I told my buddy, I said, yeah, I hired so-and-so. And he goes, yeah, man, I never had a college graduate work for me. He goes, college graduate? I said, yeah. And so he started questioning what I was talking.
Oh,
the
boy.
Girl ain't going to college. Girl didn't have no job. She just made this stuff. She had worked for this place for a loop short period of time. Wasn't an office manager. She just like a sales rep. But people do it. I mean, and I believed it. And I believed. So I finally just, I called her. I said, yeah, I see down here. You went to house. Man, I sure want to go to D.C. She goes, yeah, me too. I'm like, Howard's in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So I let her bust herself.
Yeah.
So
our
kind of, yeah. Yeah. So.
Oh, look at you.
Al got all tricky with her.
Yeah, yeah.
And you would have hired her without all that stuff.
Dude, I almost hired her anyway. That's how fired she
was. If she hadn't lied, you would have just given her a shot.
Sure, absolutely. Uh-huh. That's what I do. Yeah.
Well, Forbes magazine, they have the most common lies that people put on their job applications, on their resumes.
Okay.
Lying about getting a degree.
Yep.
Saying you have an MBA or something. Mm-hmm. That's a common lie. Because you really don't expect anybody to call and ask for your college transcripts. Does anybody actually go through with that?
I think with a lot of jobs, they don't. But if you're applying for some kind of, like, you want to be an accountant or do something in finance, they probably are going to check to see if you have your master's.
What if you're a doctor? Do you think they check?
Yeah.
They say they play with the dates a little bit. Say maybe you work somewhere longer than you actually did.
Mm-hmm. I think I've done that.
It would look really bad if you only worked someplace a month and got fired. There'd be so many questions. Why don't you just put down a year and a half, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exaggerating numbers, like, you know, increase your revenues, you know, and saying you did more for the company than you actually did, increasing your previous salary.
Mm. Oh, so you could get more money.
Look how much this company was willing to pay me. I'm worth at least that, if not more.
Well, I was a paper boy from the age of 12 to 16, but on future applications, I would put something like in charge of daily newspaper distribution. Or something. I didn't want to say paper.
Made a fancy title out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what the next one was, inflating job titles.
Right.
Because most exactly.
Because you got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere. And I didn't, you know, before you have a job, you don't have a job. And it's hard to put, you know, I used to work here because I didn't have a job. So when I was trying to get a job with linens and things when I was a teenager.
Oh, man, you were a baller.
You know what I'm saying?
Linens and things.
I thought girls would be showing up there. It was just moms.
Bed Bath & Beyond wouldn't hire
me? No, they didn't hire me. Oh, yeah, I went there. But I told them that I worked for this lawn care service, like this super big.
Why'd you pick your lawn care?
Because I used to cut my teacher's lawn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I turned it into a job.
I turned it into a company.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
Here's something. You know, they say lying about technical abilities is something people put on their resumes. But I would never lie about that because then they'd expect you to do it.
Right.
I don't. Proficient. They always ask if you're proficient in Microsoft Word or whatever it was or PowerPoint. I'd be like, I'm out. I can't. Why
people
lie? Because people expect you. Here's another one people lie about: claiming language fluency.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you'd be busted when they ask you to break out some French?
Nah, you got Google Translator.
Not if you're gonna be fluent, you can't be doing that.
Right.
Providing a fake address.
Why would you do that?
Rental history.
Because,
if you have bad credit or rental history or something.
Oh, show up?
You know.
Well, you'd just give a different, I don't know.
How would you guys?
I mean, I put a fake address before when I was in college and wanted to get a job after college, not in the state I was living in. They say you're more likely to be hired if you're already living in that state. Do you know what I mean?
So you just made up an address or you used someone you knew?
Used someone I knew.
The last one was padding your grade point average, which I guess unless it was a 4.0, why would you put it down?
How would you guys feel if that somebody here in the office lied to get a job here?
To get a job here?
Yeah. We have a liar in the building.
Bust somebody?
We're about
Shannon.
To bust somebody. No, Shannon is not. Trey from production, will you please step into the studio?
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you've lied on your resume.
Got an intel.
This is either really minor or he must feel very secure in his job.
Well, he's good now. He's been here for a couple years.
What? Why are you looking
Come on in, Trey.
Why are you looking like you just got caught?
Turn on his microphone. There you go.
What did I lie about now?
You tell me, Trey.
Apparently, we got word that you lied about something on your resume to get a job here, but you started as an intern, right?
Right.
Right. Well, there's only like three people in the world that know about this, so I have a pretty good idea who's let the cat out of the bag.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell us or I could tell, but I figure you want to tell us.
Who's busting you, do you think?
It's my dad, my ex-girlfriend, or my stepmom.
Those are the only three people in the world that know.
I don't know any of those people.
Unless something else came out.
Okay. I didn't even know you had family.
Yeah. All right,
maybe
so.
We were just guessing.
For my internship, I was really wanting to be a part of this radio station because I do. I went to school for radio. Mm-hmm. And then there was an internship that got posted for a web intern.
Web.
So you need to know. You need to know how to do Photoshop, HTML, this, that, the other thing that you actually have to do online. So when I came in to do my interview, yeah, I know Photoshop. I get HTML second nature to me. It's just so easy. I had never once opened up Photoshop. I had never once learned a line of code for HTML. And I just lied my way through it. And 3.5 years later,
here you are.
I'm still here, but now I'm doing audio stuff, which I actually know how to do.
That's much better.
Kinda.
Just got an email from George.
Well done,
fired.
Trey. No. Perfect. No.
Gotta do what you gotta do, Trey.
Oh, I'll lie.
You can't encourage that. You can't encourage that.
Well,
man.
He's working. No. He's a good employee.
He is a good employee.
We would have missed out on him if he would have not lied.
If you are able to pull it off, I suggest lying your butt off.
No, Trey. No.
Well,
did you
ever learn how to do those things you lied about?
I watched a bunch of YouTube videos, but I bet that our old webmaster would tell you no. I never learned anything.
Wow.
I'm not mad at you, Trey.
I'm not mad. I'm just a little disappointed.
Yeah. I get back there and work.
I can do Photoshop, kind of. I Photoshopped your face onto JC's baby.
That's good enough.
Yeah, he did that.
That's good enough. That's more than I can
do. For that.
You didn't bother to change the color of the body or anything, but that's fine.
There's an app for that.
You're just a little less attractive, you know.
Oh,
now,
whoa.
Knowing that you don't know how to do that HTML thing.
What if I pop my shirt off? Would that make me?
Oh, Trey will take his shirt off.
No.
Trey will take his shirt off.
Well, then you and he have something in common.
No, he takes it off, for real.
Let's go to the phone.
Okay, are you really mad at Trey?
I'm a little disappointed in Trey. It's a character issue with me.
I still love you, Trey.
Thanks, buddy.
We're talking to people that lied on their resumes or maybe bosses that were lied to.
Yeah. I feel like if I went into a web interview, I'd tell them I was Spider-Man, you know, just to make it funny.
Yeah, that would probably win them over.
Yeah, the computer nerds would love it.
I'm Spider-Man. Jessica, tell us about the lie on a resume.
It actually wasn't me. My father-in-law lied, and he had somebody, actually, he paid somebody to print him out a degree from LSU. In engineering. He didn't go to college at all.
You can do that? I guess you can.
In engineering?
Wow!
Doesn't that mean he has to build stuff like bridges that we have to drive over?
He works in a chemical plant that builds stuff like that.
Chemical engineer.
He can make stuff like explode if he mixes the wrong chemicals.
His best job history is like cooking meth.
That is awful.
I mean, I had a meth lab. I know how to make chemicals.
My past boss was Walter White.
Oh my gosh.
I watched Breaking Bad. I got this.
That's a home run right there.
My reference is Jesse Pinkman.
How long has he been working there?
He's been doing what he's doing. He switches jobs. He's actually had to move because he's
busted.
Messed people over.
Cops saw the trailer.
Yeah.
Cops saw the trailer.
Wow. That's
a big crazy
one.
Thanks for the call, Jessica.
That's a huge lie.
Hopefully that's not...
Print it out, sitting on his desk.
Yeah.
And if you get
fake ID. He's got it up on the wall, too.
Can you tell him to call me? I want one from Stanford.
I got you.
Thank you, Jessica.
Oh, man.
That is awesome.
You can print out a degree?
Yeah.
That's not awesome.
I know.
Of course, you can print anything. People print money. People print fake IDs.
What if you find out your surgeon just had somebody print off his degree?
I don't like that one, Kelly. You make a valid point.
Oh, man.
But it's still fun to have one. I'm not going to use it. I just want to have it.
The Kid Kratic Morning Show is back.
Wake Up Week is back.
We have Elena, our self-proclaimed selfie queen, who is going to help us bring back Wake Up Week. You know, school's back in session, and we know it's a fight every morning to drag your kid out of bed. They still haven't gotten used to the new time change, right?
Right.
We're going to send Elena to your house to wake your kid up in a way they will never forget. You won't have to deal with this anymore. All you have to do is jot down this email address, okay? KidNationSelfieQueen@gmail.com.
How easy is that?
KidNationSelfieQueen@gmail.com. Include your name, phone number, your zip code. We got to know where you live, obviously. You're going to have Elena sneak into your house very early, right about the time your kid wakes up from school. We want to know the kid's name, the age, what time they wake up, maybe a little bit about them and how hard it is.
Uh-huh.
And we might be waking your kid up next week. You can go to kidnation.com to get all the details and the link to that email address if you couldn't write it down.
Perfect. And speaking of Elena, the selfie queen.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of...
She actually headed out to the Drake and Lil Wayne concert over the weekend.
That's exactly where I would expect to see her.
And she did a bit.
She did a bit?
Yeah.
All right.
She decided to ask people if they knew about things that haven't actually happened.
Huh?
What?
So basically fake news mm-hmm. to see if people would react.
Live witness news.
Yeah, basically live witness news.
Lie witness news.
But with Drake and Lil Wayne and into these lies.
All right.
Let's find out about this one.
Chris Brown, Drake, Rihanna sex tape. First thought.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Did you love it?
Hey, I could have did better.
I was shocked. Like,
I was really shocked, too.
Did you see it?
Yeah, actually. It was just different because, you know, like Rihanna and Drake and then Chris Brown
yeah,
and Drake.
I know, right? And then they used to fight.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
I didn't think Rihanna got down like that, to be honest, but obviously
yeah,
she does.
She seems so classy. I always thought she was like, you know, like the one girl that was like involved in all that business but still kept it kind of, she showed it off but didn't like put out completely. So
yeah.
Like, I feel like that was kind of surprising, especially with two other really, really big stars, like, you know, like way to draw attention.
Man, wow. You put a microphone in front of someone.
Even when you're telling them a total lie.
Oh, you're saying that didn't happen? There is no Chris Brown, Drake, and Rihanna sex tape?
They sound like it did.
No, yeah. People don't ever want to be, you know, like not in the know. Yeah.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. They want to be in the loop.
Yep.
Especially when it comes to baby news.
I want to know what your first reaction was when you found out that Drake got Nicki Minaj pregnant.
Oh my god!
I think they're gonna make a beautiful baby, honestly.
Right?
And then their baby can make a big ass hit. That'll be awesome.
I'm really glad about it because they're both pretty people, so that's awesome.
Drake locking up Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying? Getting them pregnant, you know that's bad. You know, I hope it's a boy and he just goes hard and he's gonna be my new favorite rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we know what you're saying. Definitely know what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I didn't know what he was saying.
A lot of white people at the Drake Lil Wayne show.
I don't speak hip hop. I don't get it.
You don't speak white hip hop though?
I don't speak any hip hop whatsoever.
Oh, right. You fell out of the loop there, Kelly?
Out of the loop.
I wanted to go so badly.
Jenna, I know. Jenna was tired.
Well, I mean, it wasn't really possible. I was so tired. I would love to have gone.
Well, Elena did.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.